What's up, you guys? It's Wednesday. If you hear the noise in the background, that's the lawn crew. I thought they were done.
We got two lawn crews, our lawn crew and then the...
and then the neighborhood.
The neighborhood lawn crew is now here. Yeah, so we can't stop them.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Well, at least it's better than early because I guess our lawn crew was here earlier and they were like right outside the window. It's like really, really loud.
Okay, we're setting up that YouTube payment.
The membership.
The membership thing.
I don't know how long it's going to take because it does have a little message. It's like, you know, obviously it needs to go through a review to make sure your perks are fine and everything. And they're like, well, we're behind because YouTube is short-staffed, obviously, like everywhere is. So they're like, it might take longer than it was. So I don't know, like, when it's going to go online. But it would be good if, I don't know, like, I'm thinking about kind of perks. I mean, we already do a lot of videos. I guess we could do, like, shorter members-only videos. Although, for Christ's sake, we might, like, run out of shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Although that hasn't happened so far.
We have to do member-only videos?
You don't have to. Okay. You can do members-only live streams. You can do members-only chats. You can do...
We don't really have enough members to worry about that at this point.
Yeah, I'm just saying, well, yeah, but to set it up, you have to say, like, what the perks are going to be.
Okay.
You could do, like, members-only. Community posts, shit like that.
I don't think we should do members only live streams. If we do a live stream,
it should be for everybody. Yeah,
yeah. It's a waste of time. You'd end up having two people on it. You know what I mean?
Right, and it's
to get everybody there at once. It's crazy.
I'm just saying those are like examples of what you can give for perks. You know?
I think the bottom rung on the payment will probably be like $199, $299, $399, something like that. Will be the entry level. Then there'll be like a $5 payment, and then there'll be like a $20 a month payment run.
Yeah.
Something like that. That's probably what you can expect. We'll probably start off pretty basic first.
That's what, because I just kind of want to get it up there and then worry
tweaking it
later. Just like I did with the Patreon. It's like, you know what I mean? And it'll be a good option. You know, because it doesn't really, like, cost us anything to do it. It'll just be a good option for people that don't want to go through Patreon for whatever reason.
Perks will probably be like they are on Patreon, though.
That's probably... I'll probably, like, give, like, early access, just like I do to the patrons. Because, you know, Patreon people usually get to see the stuff, like, a day ahead. I post everything, like, a day ahead for them. Yeah.
Remember that dude from that movie I said I want to see him be Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
What was his name? His name's Mouser.
Or Mosser?
Mosser. Robert Mosser, something like that.
Yeah. It was two A's in it, I remember.
I found him. I sent him a message. I said, man, I like your movie. I liked your movie. I saw you jump out of that Fokker airplane during fucking 1917, and I want to see you as fucking Flash Gordon. You know, I said, you make an awesome Flash Gordon.
We'll see if he says,
yeah, he needs to be Flash Gordon.
The first thing that when he took off the skin mask, I was kind of like, man, that dude's face looks just like.
Yeah.
What I imagine Flash Gordon would look like.
Based on the damn comics, the old 1930s comics. He looks like he stepped out of the 1920s, 1930s.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Maybe it was the hairstyle. Like, I'm not really sure. Like, it was kind of that close, curly.
Yeah, that's the way he looks on his pages, too.
Yeah.
He's got that. He looks like a damn statue outside the Reichstag. Those German statues, he looks just like that.
He does look like that.
That's exactly what he looks like.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'd have to, I don't know, he talked some in the Dare, but I couldn't tell if he had a German accent. I wasn't aware that he was German.
No, he didn't have a German
accent. But he didn't talk much in it, so I wasn't really sure, and he might have been overdubbed for all I know.
I don't think he did. It didn't matter.
Yeah, so I don't know if he has, like, a German accent, but to play Flash Gordon, I guess you'd have to be, like, super American or whatever.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe not. No, I mean, like, you'd have to, like, talk like you were an American.
You could fake that.
It's an American character.
It has to be, like, transatlantic.
Yeah, so it's like it's weird because Europeans seem to do American accents much better than Americans do European accents. Yeah. I'm not really sure why that is.
I don't know, because there's so many different American accents. I've heard bad ones, though, too. I've heard B-lister and C-lister British accents try to do American accents. It's fucking...
And it's kind of strange.
It's hilarious,
But, you know, 9 times out of 10, though, a lot of times, like, when I see an actor in a movie and I don't even think about it, like, they're playing an American, and then later if I find out they were a Brit and it, like, kind of blows my mind a little bit. You know, you only notice it when you notice it.
Well, a lot of the ones that are real good at it, like the guys off The Walking Dead, they live here.
Yeah.
So,
they have to live here because you know what I mean? Cause they,
and after a few years, you're gonna naturally pick up an accent anyway.
Most people do, yeah. Just because you're surrounded by, I mean, shit, I didn't even live in the UK that long, but I noticed that, I mean, when I came back, like, people said that I talked kind of funny.
When she was in the UK, they used to make her talk. Talk, say something. Say potato.
Yeah, they thought that was hilarious. Yeah, it made me really uncomfortable. Like, yeah. I know they were just, like, being nice and stuff, but they were just like, listen to her talk. She said tomato. They're like, and I was just like, stop it, you guys. Yeah. That's just how I talk.
Tomato. Yeah.
I know. It's like, I'm like, you guys are so mean. They are kind of.
What else is going on?
So last night we decided, like, after we watched our third matinee movie, we decided we were going to rewatch The Art of Self-Defense.
Yeah,
which,
man,
if you guys remember, we saw, like, in the theater, like, back when it came out, and we, it's really weird because I love that kind of, like, deadpan, dark humor. I thought he was going to hate it.
I fucking loved it.
When we were watching it, like, I'm sitting there going, man, he's going to hate this movie. But he didn't, like, surprisingly.
Well, it's not humor, man. That shit's fucking real.
Yeah, but okay, that's how I'm looking at humor.
Exactly. Okay, if you guys go back to this, we saw that after, I think, we did the Bullshito fucking show. Didn't we do it? I think.
No, I'm pretty sure we saw it before that.
We saw it.
I mean, we saw it like a while back.
Because I'd already known all about Bushido or Bullshito, and I knew all about Count Dante and the Black Dragon Fighting Society. I had friends, you know, like I said before, you know, my friends Ninja Jim and my fucking stepbrother Billy into all that fucking martial arts shit when I was a kid. So I knew all about a lot of the stuff, you know, and to see it up on the screen. And I think didn't we see Cobra Kai? No, we saw Cobra Kai after.
That was after.
It takes every aspect of fucking Bullshito and fucking brings it to light.
And makes fun of it, but not in, like,
but not in a funny way.
Overt.
Funny. It's, yeah, they're bad.
It's not really even that exaggerated.
No, it's not as that. Well, a bunch of murders happen. That part's a bit exaggerated.
Maybe exaggerated.
But that's not that exaggerated because Count Dante fucking, and, you know, he set off some bombs and fucking robbed a bank.
I forgot about
that. And one of his guys got killed by another gang of fucking.
With a sword.
With a sword from. Yep. Karate dojos fighting each other in Chicago. So there were dojos like this.
That's true.
Okay.
I had forgotten all about that.
Yeah. So that's why I was saying this is not a joke.
Yeah.
Shit like that did happen.
Yeah.
If you guys want to see some fucking badass flick, see The Art of Self-Defense.
Yeah.
It's on. Xbox had it.
Yeah.
I think it was $3.99.
Yeah.
Or $2.99.
Because it was out. It came out a while. We reviewed it for the matinee show like a long time ago, like when it was out in the theater. And I feel like it didn't get a lot of attention.
Nobody noticed it.
Like, it seemed like I read some reviews of it like on AV Club and stuff. They really liked it. But I feel like it kind of went under the radar a little bit. I think it only played here for like a week or two.
I loved it. It started off kind of slow. I wasn't sure if I was going to like it. It starts off with a super beta main character. He's just like a beta male.
It's Jesse Eisenberg.
Pitiful.
The actor, yeah.
I mean, the motherfucker's pitiful. Okay? Terrible. That's how, you know, I can't stand it. And he gets his ass beat by a fucking roving gang of motorcycle dudes. They beat his ass. And he tries to man up. He goes, buys a gun. But then sees a dojo and sees the karate dojo while he's going through his waiting period. And he joins this fucking dojo. All right, forgets all about the gun. And fucking Sensei, and that's what they call him.
That's his name. What his name is.
Okay. Sensei tries to turn this total beta fucking male into an alpha male or something. Or tries to turn him into a hero. But not really, you know what I mean? Fucking it. And then it goes into like inner dojo politics and money and. I don't want to spoil it. I really enjoyed the movie not knowing much about it. You know, just going into it blind.
Yeah, because we had just seen the trailer and I said, that looks kind of funny.
Yeah.
And like I said, it surprised me that you liked it so much because it's more my kind of humor. Like it's more, it reminded me a little bit of like a Coen Brothers movie, but not quite because it's a lot more like deadpan than that.
Yeah.
It's
because there's two groups in the movie. Beta males, okay? And their humor. And fucking this basically alpha male or sigma male criminals and their humor. And it's not quite humor.
Yeah.
It's more kind of like evil, but it is kind of funny.
Well, the situations are funny and also kind of horrifying.
Yeah, and then funny shit happens, and you're like, what the fuck? But then it makes sense later.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mystery in the movie. You don't find out till later what this dojo is all about. I can't spoil it. Just go watch.
The end of this was like the fucking best.
Yeah. And honestly, then like you got to sit back and go, wait a minute, hold on. Does that mean that this... Yeah, that's what that fucking means.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it on Blu-ray.
It was actually funnier the second time I saw it. Because since I already knew what the story was and like I could kind of pay attention more to like all the little subtleties and shit. But it's just like, one, it's almost kind of like making fun of... It's not really making fun of things. It's kind of making fun of like the performance of this over the top, like alpha male.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
it's sure. making fun of that,
but not really. It is.
It is, but
it's not.
In a strange way, it's kind of hard for me to put my finger on.
It's true.
Yeah.
What they're talking about is true. There were dudes like that.
Yeah.
Really, it was not so much the alpha male shit. What it was is it was the charlatanism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Bullshito. It was bullshit.
Yeah.
They're talking about how many charlatans and fucking maniacs there were in the fucking karate.
Well, and they're out there just like taking advantage of people's
weaknesses and fears. And then doing all kinds of weird and making shit up and the belt colors and how their order is the correct order. Nobody else's order is their order of belt progression is the best. And then you find out later that, well, I don't want to fucking spoil it.
It kind of comes across to like the whole cult-like mentality. Yeah, very cultish. Which is very...
Very cultish, very corrupt. But in the end, honor was restored.
Yeah. I remember when we saw this in the theater and like that end, that scene near the end. You know what scene I'm talking about. I'm not going to spoil it. I fucking busted out laughing.
Yeah.
It was just one of the funniest things I ever saw.
But it was
saw.
Almost kind of like horror.
People were dying. I like that kind of humor.
People were dying and committing murders and shit.
I thought it was hilarious. That fucking scene was just like, I laughed and laughed.
I liked it because the whole story, everybody in the story pretty much were fucking sociopaths.
Pretty much, yeah.
Basically. The good guys and the bad guys were all fucking sociopaths. There weren't no real good. Everything was just gray.
Yeah.
But it is a deep story.
It's not like a heavy story. It's a very strange film.
It's very mythological. It's very Gnostic. It's very much kind of like... In the end, the honor of fucking karate is saved.
Yeah.
And the honor of the dojo is restored. You just got to see it. And it's not a comedy like Airplane or none of this. It's not a
no.
Wacky,
like I said, it's very
it's
very
not a wacky
dry.
Comedy.
It's very dry.
It's a dark comedy, almost
and very dark. Yeah,
yeah, almost horror. But you bust up fucking laughing because it's just the absurdity.
Yeah, I don't even know what genre I would call it. Like it, I think it's
reality.
It's usually marketed as a comedy, which it is because it's funny.
No.
But it's not. The funny, ha-ha kind of funny?
Yeah. Some of the shit that's going on in this dojo, there's like analogies to the U.S. Army, too. And religion. There are religious analogies. Also corporate. And the corporate world's actually talked about, too.
Yeah.
What the dude does at his job. It's just... The movie's a masterpiece. I'm just going
to
say...
Some of those scenes with him at work, like talking to his...
Don't
like,
spoil nothing, Jenny. Don't spoil nothing.
Too. I'm not going to spoil
The movie is a fucking masterpiece. This is the second time I saw it, and I liked it even more.
I liked it better than
I got,
time.
Man, I got to buy this shit on Blu-ray.
It was just like, it was much funnier than I remembered.
Yeah.
Because the first time I saw it, I'd seen the trailer, and I wasn't really sure. I said, well, it looks like a dark comedy, which I like, but I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. And, like, it's a very, like... genreless type of movie, like you can't really put your finger on what
almost
genre
like
it is.
Weird slice of life. No, not really. Yeah, kind of.
That's what I mean. You can't really.
This beta fucking male, just pitiful dude, endeavors to become a real man. That's really what the fucking movie is about. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, it's very funny. I'm glad we saw it again. We were just kind of like dicking around because, like I said, it was still early. Like, we finished watching our third matinee movie. Yeah. And we were just like messing around. And Tom was like scrolling through all the new releases. And he's like, oh, let's watch the Art of Self-Defense again. It's like, because I don't even remember. We saw it at the theater, but.
And the rental gives you 72 hours. Might watch that bitch again. That shit was fucking good.
I thought you got like 2 weeks.
I think you have 2 weeks till you can watch it. And then once you watch it, I think it.
And then it goes to
like, I think, 48 hours.
Yeah, because I think when you first rent it, before you watch it, it gives you
2 weeks until you watch it. 2 weeks,
and then once you watch it, I think it gives you 48 hours or 72 hours or something.
This is one I want on Blu-ray. If anybody wants to gift me with it, you can send me this
hint.
One.
It just really surprised me that you really... It's just like it kind of surprised me that you really liked The Dead Don't Die, because I didn't think you'd be into, like, Jim Jarmusch.
Which is that?
The zombie one. That weird zombie one with fucking... Bill Murray and like fucking
yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah, we saw that twice. I think
a lot
of people hated that.
I liked that one. That one was good.
I can see why people hated it because it was
just a tongue in cheek fucking.
Because the tone of it was very
I liked it.
Weird, but yeah, I kind of dug it. But I like Jim Jarmusch.
That movie wasn't taking itself seriously though. That movie was fucking with you.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, like I said, it's Jim Jarmusch.
Yeah.
Fucking with you.
Is that the same director that did
No.
Who directed this one?
Oh, shit, man. I can't remember. It was a writer-director. I think the same guy wrote it that directed it.
He wrote a masterpiece. This is a fucking
masterpiece. I know. Like I said, I liked it a lot better the second time.
Yeah, this is a fucking masterpiece.
It's just like all this fucking shit.
I was just thinking of the fucking Ashita Kim.
I'm gonna go back and watch this fucking Ashita Kim things again.
Yeah, yeah.
Him being a ninja, like sneaking around his backyard and like hiding under the window with like his black pajamas.
Whoever wrote this did their research on fucking the Black Dragon Fighting Society, on Ashita Kim, and on fucking Count Dante, and they were fucking lunatics.
Yeah.
They were fucking lunatics.
This almost comes across like a weird, like, deadpan. Dark comedy version of The Karate Kid. a little bit
man. I could just, well, like I said, you know, fucking knowing about Count Dante, I was like, no, that shit could happen. That shit probably did happen.
And like you said, I forgot that like he had like fucking
bombed
Robert Bank too. Getting killed with the sword and the fucking wars and all that shit.
Yeah, and he died of fucking taking drugs. But he was doing what Bruce Lee wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, that was the beginning of the fucking Kumite concept. Them going there and actually beating the fucking shit out of each other.
Yeah.
In that dojo. And they, you know, that's what they're doing in this one.
Yeah.
The night class, is what they call it. Yeah.
It's like Fight Club kind of, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a similar
concept. See it, man. I think you guys will enjoy it.
Yeah, it's funny. Like I said, you have to have a specific kind of sense of humor.
$2.99, $3.99, something like that. Well spent, man. Fucking
yeah. Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do? Everyone's just kind of stuck at home.
They're going to open it up soon.
Probably running out of stuff to watch at this point. I'm not. I'm still like fucking behind on a bunch of stuff and behind on a bunch of books and projects and other crap too. You got anything else you want to discuss?
No, that's it for right now.
Okay, I don't think I have anything else I want to discuss either. So we're going to wrap this up for Wednesday. Stay safe and healthy out there. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.